Panagakos V. Tauri was originally filed in 2010, confronting the Army, Tacoma, Olympia Police, other groups for spying on a group of war resistors. Could you review the circumstances of the lawsuit?
Sure. Our folks were participants in a group called Port Militarization Resistance. Basically, they were demanding that the civilian ports, and they're all civilian ports in Washington, stop using taxpayer dollars to facilitate military shipments to the occupations in Iraq and Afghanistan. And they did a series of blockades and sit-ins totally nonviolently over the course of 3.5 years. And figured out a simple equation. If the equipment can't go out, the troops can't go out. Troops go out 3 weeks after the equipment does. Can't go out, no war. And as I said, totally nonviolent, strict nonviolent code of conduct that they followed. The Army went into an absolute panic, and the Department of Emergency Services at Fort Lewis sent an operative who supposedly was just going to listen to public rallies, but in fact got himself onto an attorney-client privilege listserv from a criminal case, became a participant in PMR and a bunch of other groups.
The PMR being Port Militarization Resistance.
And developed relationships with folks, bought his kids to events, drove people to an anarchist book fair in Portland, and along the way also tried to introduce the members of a collective household in Tacoma to automatic weapons and try to persuade them to buy them and train in their use, which clearly would not have done if he thought they were an actual threat. He had constant intelligence briefings with the Tacoma police, the Olympia Police Department, Aberdeen, Grays Harbor, Pearson County, and sent out threat assessments and intelligence briefings through his immediate supervisor, a guy named Tom Rudd, who is apparently still at this, as if these folks were an opposing military force, and treated them that way. And as a result, our clients got arrested on their way to demonstrations, leaving demonstrations, at demonstrations. They would show up, the police would arrest people before anyone actually did anything, make sure they couldn't commit civil disobedience. Basically did a very good job of ruining people's lives, and showed up and gave intelligence briefings on their birthday parties, and so on.
I understand from a Huffington Post report that this harassment extended to stopping someone for going 53 and a 55 and trying to apply a fake drunk driving charge.
Yes, that was Phil Chin, absolutely. 10 o'clock in the morning, he's on his way to Aberdeen. He gets pulled over, as you said, for going 53 in traffic in a 55, so supposedly going too slow. The state trooper pulls him over, insists he was driving drunk, passes all the tests, except he can't stand on one foot well because he's got an ear infection. They bring in two more cops who insist he's got a film on his tongue. It must be marijuana. Brushed his teeth, so he had a film on his tongue. So they take him off to jail. They hold him until the demonstration is over, and then they release him. We file a dismissal motion, and I notice in the police report, something I had not noticed before, I spotted the suspect driver due to the attempt to locate out on his vehicle. So we ask for all information about the attempt to locate. The next day, the prosecutor calls and dismisses the criminal case. 3 weeks later, we get attempt to locate green Ford Taurus, Washington plates, three known anarchists in the car. When you stop them, let Aberdeen know. So
that's the state police.
We filed a civil suit.
And he won the civil suit.
As Phil is being put in the car, he's on the dashboard a photograph of his mother's car and its license plate. And we found out that Towery and Rudd had met with the Aberdeen Police Department, Grays Harbor Sheriff's Office, Drug Task Force, and the Tacoma Police Department, and its regional intelligence group, and they had come up with a list of license plates for suspect vehicles that they were going to follow. And actually, the chief of Aberdeen admitted they were going to follow. And in fact, my wife and I were followed around Aberdeen, and she had to convince me not to stop the car, walk back to them, and say, "Look, you idiots, you're following the lawyer." It turns out they already knew.
So just clarify, you're talking about two city police departments and the state police collaborating with the Army for, on the basis of Army infiltrators information.
Exactly. And the Army is specifically forbidden to participate in civilian law enforcement. And they've tried to defend it, saying, well, it was necessary to troop movements. Except they paid Towery overtime to attend a strategy meeting about the demonstrations that were due to take place in the summer of 08 at the DNC and RNC, the Democratic and Republican National Convention, in August, September, which had nothing to do with troop movements to and from, or equipment movements to and from Fort Lewis. And these folks were getting stopped and arrested in Denver and St. Paul at the DNC and RNC. On the way to Denver and St. Paul, the guy arrested in Sacramento, changing buses because he looked suspicious. He supposedly had marijuana.
So now we're talking just about straight-up broad political harassment.
Oh, yeah. One of our plaintiffs, Brendan Dunn, is still getting pulled over in upstate New York based on information that was... And Brendan and Jeff Berryhill, who were two of our plaintiffs, and two other participants in PMR, were listed by the State Patrol and the Fusion Center and the Tacoma Police Department, Pierce County folks, as domestic terrorists. Profiles were distributed all over the Northwest and to the FBI and to Homeland Security, that these people, with their pictures, their contact information, their domestic partners, etc., and false information that they were violent.